Welcoming you all, I feel very grateful to be here with you all to glorify Srila Prabhupada, his commentary in Srimad Bhagavatam. So to begin with that, Srila Prabhupada introduced this beautiful song that binds our relationship. If you meditate on that song, all the relationship is within one song. I don't know how Prabhupada picked up that song. It's only him and Krishna knows. So just by repeating and hearing, it will evoke our affection for the Lord. So we begin. Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Jana Ballabha Giribhara Bala Bhagiri Vardhari Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Dana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Tera Banachari Yamuna Tera Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, jaya Prabhupada, jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Guru Deva, jaya Guru Deva, jaya Guru Deva, jaya Guru Deva. ISKCON DVT founder Acharya is divine grace Srila Prabhupada ki. Jayam Vishnupad Paramahansa Varipradika Charya Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki. Ananta Kodi Vaishnavinda ki. Mahacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki. Hamse kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhar Sivashadi Gaur Bhaktavinda ki. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gop Gopinath Samakunda Radha Kuri Giri Govardhan ki. Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki. Punavati Dham ki. Jagannath Puri Dham ki. Halachwani Ramaneti Dham ki. Ganga Maiya Jamuna Maiya ki. Bhakti Devi ki. Vasi Maharani ki. Srimad Bhagavatam class ki. Samavata Vaishnavinda ki. Nitai Gaura Pramanande. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. So, again, thank you for coming. In Bhagavatam 3.24.10, those who are listening online, we can look at it why Srila Prabhupada introduced this Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Prabhupada gave a beautiful explanation. Krishna is in every pages of Bhagavatam. Krishna is here in the deity form. Krishna is in our heart. Krishna is in everywhere. Can I perceive? Maybe not. Why? Because the consciousness is not allowing. It's dirty. Unnecessary thing. So how do you remove the, how do you purify the consciousness? By invoking the mercy of the predominating deity of consciousness. Predominating deity of consciousness is Krishna in a form of Vasudeva. And Prabhupada gave a beautiful explanation. Also, Madhya Lila 20.253, that without chanting Vasudeva, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, it is not proper to just open the book and read. Now, what will be the difference? We will have a different vision. Maybe the knowledge that we acquire, will be able to apply, and then realize from it, then the revealed knowledge will be there. So please join together by folding hands. Think of the form of Vasudev. It's not a word or a Sanskrit language. It is a beautiful Krishna who was in a cow barn, cow shed in Vrindavan, where Gargacharya uttered his name. His name is Vasudev. So you can imagine. And of course, the moment he said Vasudev, he was so overwhelmed. You know why? Because Krishna stick out his lotus feet from mother's lap just to show him who he is. He read, he's an astrologer also, Gargacharya. He read this symbol, the lotus feet. Immediately overwhelmed, he wanted to pay obeisances and do big arati. Because he found the connection, his object of love that he's meditating for life after life. Is this Nanda Maharaj's son? Why they are doing the hidden festival of name giving ceremony? Because fear of Kamsa, they thought he may find out. And there are other reasons also. Purushottam Maharaj did not want Nanda Maharaj to give his son name. Now, whose son is Krishna is up to you. I consider Krishna is Nanda Utpanna Atmaje. These verses are there in Bhagavatam. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. And the gopis, in Gopi Gita, he recited 1 month that gopis are also claiming that his birth was in Vrindavan. Jayatite dhikam janmana braja. Even beginning, janmana braja. You are born in Vrindavan. Gopis, they know. So, we must feel very happy and connect to this mantra as Prabhupada given us. So, please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritam Naran Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasatim Vyasam Tato Jayam Mudirayat Nastra Prayasu Abhadresu Nittam Bhagavata Sivaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistuti.
We are appreciating and glorifying these five personalities before we recite the Bhagavatam. That's the translation of this mantra. We chant every day, but it is good for me. By heart, maybe you all know that mantra. The translation. Because knowledge has to become vijnan. In order, if we do not apply the knowledge we are getting from Prabhupada books, we will stay hungry spiritually and look for material enjoyment. It will never disappear. And how do you get the material enjoyment through the knowledge? I want prestige, adoration, somebody should recognize I am a good scholar, I am this, that. So the danger is there. And those who are applying their knowledge literally transforms their consciousness, and that time the Bhagavan actually revealed in the heart. That is pure chanting. So before reciting Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead or Narayan, unto Nar Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being. Now you know Bhagavatam originally actually come from a Lord Narayan to Narad Muni. Before that was Lord to Brahmaji, then Brahmaji to Narad Muni. There is a 2-3 way of thing. So that's why we bow down to his lotus feet. And the Narayan Rishi who actually making the facility by their severe austerity so that people will be attracted to Krishna consciousness. And Mother Saraswati, who actually directly connect us to the heart of the Lord. Jasyaste hridaye sambit bhagisha jasya badane lakshmi jasya basyasi jasyaste hridaye sambit. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explained that when we chant this mantra, every day we do, every ISKCON temple we do, we just want to be aware of it, that's all, what we do. Then our consciousness will be so pure that we will see the presence of the Lord in our life, guiding every moment. And we'll be happy, of course, much more happy than materialist. So Mother Saraswati, who connects us with the relationship with the Lord, and Anto Srila Vyasadev, who knew that I will not have the memory to memorize the 18,000 verses. So he put it down, writing. He did not put it down Lord Krishna told him, you speak and Ganesh Ji will write. So that's why this is how it came out. And I am eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada who translated such a wonderful way. Some of the translation is very astonishing. You have to draw out of that sloka in a bhavartha, not lexicographic, not grammatical translation. It's like bhavartha, esoteric. So I'm eternally indebted to Srila Prabhupada for giving wonderful translation and his own feeling in the expression of his Bhaktivedanta purpose. With that note, we're going to recite today's verse, text 14, first canto, 18th chapter. Srila Prabhupada title says, Maharaj Parikshit cursed by a Brahmana boy. So just word to word meaning, so we will have the feeling while we are reciting. Ka, who is he? Nama, specifically, Tripet, get full satisfaction. Rasabit, expert in relishing mellow nectar. Kathayam, in the topics of Mahatama, the greatest among the living beings. Ekanta, exclusively, Paranasya, of one who is the shelter of, no, never, Antam and Gunanam, of attributes, Gunasya, of the transcendence, Jagmu, good asserting, Jagaishara, the Lord of the mystic power, Jay, all day, Bhava, Bhava, Lord Shiva, Padma, Lord Brahma, Mukha, heads, or Mother Mukha's name. Actually, it's Radharani's name. So Prabhupada gave an appropriate name for each disciple. As you can see, she leads us very nicely. So please, let's recite. Konama Tripada Rasabit Kathayam. Mahatama ekanta paranaisya parayanasya Mahatama ekanta parayanasya Na antam gunanam agunasya jagmur Yogesharade Bhava Padma Mukha Mukha Ko Nama Tripet Rasabit Kathayam Mahatma Ekanta Parayanasya Na Antam Gunanam Agunasya Jagmur Yoge Sharade Bhava Padma Mukha Kanama Tripet Rasabit Kathayam Mahatama Ekanta Parayanasya Na antam gunanam agunasya jagmur Yogesharaje bhava padma mukha Please chant. Nama tripa drasabit kathayam Mahatma ekanta parayanasya Na antam gunanam agunasya jagmu Yogesharaje bhava padma mukha Yogesharaje bhava padma mukha
नाम कृपे रसवीत कथायम्
महात्म
एकांत परायणस्य नान्तं गुणानां अगुणस्य जग्मु योगेश्वराजे भवपादमुख्य ओ नाम त्रिपे रसवीत्कथायां महात्तम एकांत परायणस्य नान्तं गुणानां अगुणस्य जग्मु योगेश्वराजे भवपादमुख्य ओ नाम कृपे रसवीत्कथायां नान्तं गुणानां अगुणस्य जग्मु योगेश्वराजे भवपादमुख्य ओ नाम कृपे रसवीत्कथायां महात्तम एकांत परायणस्य नान्तं गुणानां अगुणस्य जग्मु योगेश्वराजे भवपादमुख्या ओ नाम कृपे रसवीत्कथायां नान्तं गुणानां अगुणस्य जग्मु योगेश्वराजे भवपादमुख्या
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Translation. The personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, Govinda, is the exclusive shelter for all great living beings. And his transcendental attributes, guna, cannot even be measured by such masters of mystic powers as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma. Can anyone who is expert in relishing nectar, rasa, ever be fully satiated by hearing topics about him? It's a question Bhagavatam is asking, and Prabhupada is also asking. Interesting. Very nice. Purport. Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma are two chief of the demigods. They are full of mystic powers. For example, Lord Shiva drank an ocean of poison of which one drop was sufficient to kill an ordinary living being. Then next, there is a break. Even the Prabhupada didn't put it, but he put a, now another angle glorifying now Brahma's position in relation to Krishna. How glorious Krishna is. Similarly, Brahma could create many powerful demigods, including Lord Shiva. So they are Ishvara or Lords of the universe. But they are not supreme powerful. I'm sure you all know the meaning of Keshava. Krishna's name is Keshava. There's a reason why
Jayadev Goswami used that name to glorify in Gita Govinda, Keshava. Keshava has many meanings. One meaning is Ka Isha. Ka is Brahma, Isha is Lord Shiva. So the Lord who is the Lord of Brahma and Lord Shiva and all the demigods and all the rulers of the entire world, his name is Keshava. Keshava also in esoteric meaning, Krishna loves combing Radharani's hair. But that's not for a public, because they may misunderstand. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, the supreme powerful is Govinda. What is Govinda means? Go means cow. And go means senses. Yes. There's beautiful past tense is there, but just to give the word meaning that when we engage our senses to please the Lord, and the moment Krishna is pleased, our sambandha will be bonded. That's why Govinda is Abhideya Devata, predominating deity of our process. Sambandha is Madan Mohan and Gopinath is Prayujan or ultimate goal, because there is a very confidential reason why. Then Prabhupada says, the supreme powerful is Govinda, Lord Krishna. He is the transcendence. His transcendental attributes cannot be measured even by such powerful Isharas as Shiva and Brahma. Therefore, Lord Krishna is exclusively shelter of the greatest of all living beings. Brahma is counted amongst the living beings, but he is the greatest of all of us. Why is the greatest of all living beings so much attached to the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna? Would you guess? Prabhupada is asking the question actually. There is a question mark. Why Brahmaji is eager so much to hear about Krishna? It purifies three things. This is applicable to us. It purifies then. Yeah, it's very good. So it transformation, purification, satisfaction. Anything we do, jnana vijnana triptatma. 6.8 Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, if you are not getting satisfied, just like on a morning walk, one devotee says, what is spiritual satisfaction? And Prabhupada said, are you happy? He said, yes. He said, then you are satisfied. If you are practicing Krishna consciousness and we are not satisfied, something is wrong. And wrong is only one thing, not two things. That we do not apply what we hear. We do not apply this Krishna consciousness in our personal life. Applying means inward, not outside so much. Honoring prasadam is good, external. Dancing, chanting is also good. But intention, what my consciousness, where it's floating, what understanding I have, what realization, is much more important than just physical activities. Intention is more of a observed by the Lord from the heart. When Hanumanji was carrying a big boulder and this little squirrel, I'm sure you all know that story, both were helping to build the bridge. Of course, material calculations, squirrels carrying little dust. I don't know if it will ever build a bridge. That's a material calculation. But Lord Ramchandra stood there, right in front of Hanuman.
Why are you ignoring this squatter? He is trying to serve me. His service and your service are equally taken, accepted by me. I look at more attitude than magnitude. So it is very important how our devotional attitude, character we have, respect to the other Vaishnava. There are six results. We should always meditate on this. Lord Krishna told this to Uddhava, 11.3.30. Parasparam anukatham, even in Bhagavatam class, any association we have, our purpose is only one, to glorify Krishna, satisfy Krishna. Whether we meet in the shopping center or in a anywhere, our purpose is only one, not two. And if we focus on that purpose, then it says, Pavamana Bhagavad Jasho. Pavamana means it will purify. It will purify my consciousness. For sure. And if it purifies, then what will happen? Mithoroti. Mithotusti. Nibriti. Mithoatma. Mitaroti, you will feel a loving friendship amongst the devotees. I did a horrible thing 30 years back, I remember. I didn't like one devotee in San Diego. I will not say the name. But we are good friends now. But if I would see on the one side, I was in a business. If I would see on the one side of the mall, I would walk the other side. It's a horrible heart I had. Of course, I didn't know that verse either. Neither I was looking for purifying. I thought that was normal. Even offense, I can get out of it by chanting. No, it's not going to be. Show me one verse says this. I can show you one beautiful verse. And I remember Tomohar Prabhu in his class mentioned at least 3 times in last 10 years. That's how originally I got it and I traced that verse. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you have an issue with a devotee, first try to please that devotee and ask for forgiveness. And if you fail, the devotee doesn't want to forgive, then see the attitude the devotee has, inclination, preference that devotee has, what he likes to do or she likes to do. Try to do that service, maybe that will draw attention and he or she will forgive. Even if that doesn't work, then the third choice is go to a senior devotee and plead what is wrong you have done or I have done. And reconcile by that. Even if that fails you, then you take shelter of holy name. Sloka says take shelter of holy name. Nama aparada yukta anam. Prabhupada put that sloka also in chapter 6 or Jamil. But you have to hear the translation. It is not exactly like this. Okay, I don't care the devotees, I'll chant and I'll get purified. No, it will not take. You will. After million life or 1,000 life or 2 life, 10 life, I don't know. But if you want to make it, this is your last life, then you better have a serious operation in the consciousness. And done with it, all the anarthas. And the next, I'll end with this. And the next result will become, after developing a friendly relationship with the devotee, there will be natural satisfaction. Tusti. The word tusti means, it's not a sense gratification, sex or watching movie, that kind of happiness. I mean, I have experience of that, eating food or watching TV or whatever, all the sense gratification. No, satisfaction, spiritual satisfaction is very subtle, very deep. You can sustain on it eternally. It can only make Nirvana more and more. But we may miss it if we focus only on sense gratification and enjoyment. It's so subtle. Then Lord Krishna said, after this, you will maintain the bodily needs, eating, sleeping, mating, defending, but you will not be obsessed on it. You know where the idea of sin comes from? From the obsession. from the contemplation of the sense gratification. We have to maintain our body, yes. Prabhupada put four regulative principles. Before four regulative principles, Achyutananda Prabhu said, next day he put the sign. Achyutananda Prabhu was memorizing. Next day he put the sign that you have to follow four regulative principles. These are the four. But before that, there was another four regulative principle. And the first one was, take care your health, by handwritten on a piece of cardboard. I have a copy of that, not the origin one. I have the photocopy of it. Prabhupada then writing, take care your health in spiritual life. So we have to take care of health, sure, but we should not be obsessed on it. That's why I divert our attention to sense gratification, contemplating, reflecting. But if whatever we hear, spiritual knowledge, if we do not contemplate, if we do not reflect, it will stay in the ear, it will never reach to the head. I mentioned this before, I'm going to mention this million times more. If we do not contemplate, if we do not think deeply, what was the discussion? Association of devotee, there are six results. What are those? Let me contemplate, let me think about it. I'm missing one. First was Bhagavad Jasa, glorification of Krishna. That's the first result. And only way I remember it because I contemplate. So when you contemplate, the knowledge from the ear goes to the head. You cannot put the knowledge goes to your heart without head. Head has to sanction. From the head, when we apply in our life, we really regret. We take the responsibility. I am responsible for my not getting advancement in spiritual life. Why I am not attentive? What is wrong? My Lord, Prabhupada, please help me. This is required. This is required. Repentance, regret, it is required. Shedding tears is required. It is not an option. It is must. That is called applying into the heart. Then consciousness changes. And from that level, when we progress further, then Krishna reveals his relationship with us. Srila Prabhupada in 5.16 Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is like an ocean of nectar. 5.16 Prabhupada gave in a purport so beautiful. He says, just like a sick person need to do two things. One is get medicine to get rid of the virus or germ. But this is not enough. He has to have also healthy food to come back to normal healthy body. So Prabhupada gives a very scientific way. Similarly, Prabhupada explains, I'm paraphrasing, I don't have the purport in front of me. Every purport is like very capturing and we can apply and we have to. There's no other option unless we choose to suffer in this material world. And then Prabhupada says that when we thoroughly understand, think about who am I, why am I here, how did I come here in the material world, what happened if I don't go back. This contemplation is called taking medicine to get rid of the virus. But that doesn't mean you are healthy. You may get again infected if you don't go to the second part. Second part is eating healthy food. Prabhupada said, doing sadhana every day, hearing about Krishna, reviving this relationship is the healthy food we need. So we need to do both. We need to identify, we have a two identity. I'm sure you all know it from second chapter Prabhupada said. We have a fundamental identity, we have a functional identity. Fundamental identity means it will by its own right, never can be changed. I am a servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. I am a servant of Prabhupada who is a servant of Krishna. This is how identity should be. I am a servant of Prabhupada is not enough. I am a servant of Krishna is not enough. It should be Aham Hare Tava Padaya Kamula Dasa Anudasa Bhavitasmi Bhuya. Prabhupada translate that verse. A disciple should always meditate, I am a servant of the servant of Lord Krishna. And a servant of my Guru, Prabhupada, who is a servant of Krishna. This is a perfect, this is called fundamental identity. And then functional identity is, I am an Indian man, I had a business, I am American, I was Indian before, now I am American, I am a male, I am so and so. These are called functional identity. We don't ignore either one. Why? Guru gives the bhakti seed. Just like for an example, if I have a mango seed and I want to taste the mango fruit, how do I taste the mango fruit from the mango seed? Can you help me, please? Please help me. We have to sow it. So the heart has to be fertile ground where I practice, it has to affect. And that fertile ground is this body. This body is necessary to practice sadhana. We are not going to get Krishna prem without practicing through this body and through this two body we have. Subtle body and the physical body. Both are important. Then we will see the result of our bhakti. So, bottom line is, in Arjuna's case, Krishna says, fundamental identity should be above functional identity. If we can meditate on that, we will never deviate. Whatever I do, whether maintaining, earning money for the family, but it is for Krishna's family. My family, they all belongs to Krishna. This fundamental identity has to be always above. Whatever I do, even going to toilet, taking rest, this body needs to be resting so that I can serve Krishna better. This has to be focused. When Arjuna understood this, he surrendered. He did not say, I'll fight. He said, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Because before he said, he cannot fight. And if he can fight, that is also a false ego. We cannot do anything. Whatever Prabhupada wants, whatever our spiritual master wants, I'm ready to do it. That is called properly situated with two identities. Okay, I have to read the purport because I have another class at night, so I'm going to do it today. Why is the greatest of all the living being Prabhupada, right? So much attached to the transcendental topics of Lord Krishna. Then Prabhupada answered, because he is the reservoir of all enjoyment. Everyone wants to release some kind of taste in everything. But one who is engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord can derive unlimited pleasure from such engagement. The Lord is unlimited and His name, attributes, pastimes, variegatedness, etc. are unlimited. Those who release them can do so unlimitedly and still not feel satiated. This fact is confirmed in Padma Purana. This is a wonderful. This line is so wonderful, the way Prabhupada put it. Now, just a hint, I'm sure you all know. We all need two things through the experience. Before you become a pure devotee. And those who are pure devotee, you will agree with me. Those who are not, you can examine your consciousness right now. Krishna said to Uddhava, Tavat karmani kurbanti na niravedya javata mat katha shravanado va. Two things. Tavat karmani kurbanti na niravedya javata. With your sense enjoyment, we all do, even as a devotee, sense enjoyment, whatever it is, do you feel you can live without it?
Yes, I can practice bhakti yoga without any sense gratification. I'm not talking about spiritualization. Spiritualization is like a food, is a transcendental sense gratification. I'm not talking about that. Whatever craving we have for material five sense object, can we live? Ask yourself, can I live without it? So that's one qualification, Krishna says. Second, do you taste, literally, taste hearing Krishna, chanting Krishna's name? Do you taste? I want to do it more. I want to do it more. The taste is the test whether I'm progressing or not progressing. So if we have these two, then you are pure devotee. You are entering into that domain of pure goodness, where Krishna directly reciprocated. Utpanna Rataya, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad writes in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the definition of that devotee. Utpanna Rataya Samman, Narivignan, Utpanna Rataya Samman, Narivigna Anupagata, Krishna Saksat Krito Yukta, Sa Sadhaka Parikirtita. Sa Sadhaka. He is Sadhaka. He is a practitioner advancing, entering into pure bhakti. One who has a deep attraction for Krishna. Utpanna Rataya Samman. Utpanna doesn't mean automatically. Means he is cultivating, trying hard to be attracted, to be attracted. And then he feels some attraction. He wants to go on, he wants to go on. This is called Utpanna Rataya Samman. Naivigna Anupagata. Naivigna Anupagata means, that doesn't mean that that person, that devotee doesn't have any problem. He or she still may have a problem. Still may have some suffering. Still may have some material, afflict by the modes. Still may have. It's very wonderful, the definition is. But it says, he still considered, or she still considered sadhaka. Why? Krishna may reveal himself to her or him. He's eligible, she's eligible for Krishna direct darshan. You may say, what's the big deal about direct darshan? Until direct darshan is there, you cannot get out of the prarabdha or prarabdha karma. Karma cycle not possible. Kintu he naam tapasputti hale ekanti janer aro prarabdha aparabdha kichu nahi thake bhede gaye barobar. Prarabdha karma kobu nahi khaye phala bhoga bina kobu brahmabhuta jeev phala bhoga lagi janam maran labu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita, whole explanation. There are 17 slokas. Mahaprabhu even told to Sachimata about karma in Chaitanya Bhagavat. Prabhu kahe sukateji sunamara mata nirbanda nagochen likan vidata. What Brahmaji, vidata, wrote it. Nobody has the power to remove this. Of course, we have three types of suffering, you all know. Birth, death, old age, disease. This is almost like inevitable. You cannot do anything about it. Okay, leave it that way. When time will show. But second part is prarabdha karma. That also causes suffering. What we are destined to face in this life as a result of previous life. That can be minimized by bhakti, by Krishna's mercy. Yes, that is for sure. Jastindra gopa mathavendra mahosa karma vandana rupa phala bhajan matanati karmani nidhati kintuja bhakti bhajam govinda madhi purusham tamaham bhajami. When Prabhupada got his finger cut, he quoted this verse. He said, my head supposed to be severed. Krishna is so kind. He gave me a little token as a cut on my finger. So, but the third kind of suffering, it's not up to anybody. It's up to individual. How we react. How our attitude towards the other Vaishnava. How we react, what is happening, challenges, goals in my life. How do I see it? If I cannot see it
favorable to bhakti, we must go to a senior devotee or read Prabhupada's book somewhere, who will explain you and show you the positivity in every situation. And Prabhupada is the best example. Every situation, he is found positivity. Dharmaraj Prabhu other day nicely explained how Mother Maloti and Shamsundar Prabhu's discussion with Prabhupada, where they are going to jail. Prabhupada like made it easy, comfortable. Yeah, it's okay, Krishna was born in jail, like that. Then they express, well, he used to do drugs. Prabhupada said, I used to do drugs, you know, I had a drug business, pharmacy. So Prabhupada make it as a comfortable in a sense, not that he is like making comfortable, just to encourage them to go on. This is necessary. If any devotee ever suffer, doesn't mean you can find your own way. Always take shelter of Prabhupada's books or his lecture, or go to some senior devotee who can show you in this situation, in your horrible experience, you may think there is actually positivity. Krishna just waiting if you turn towards him. That's all. Duryodhan Dushasan. Duryodhan literally say, anybody out of all my 99 brothers loves me? If you show me your love by beating this Vidura, who is supposed to be uncle but he's my enemy, take him outside and beat him to death. You read Bhagavatam commentary, beautiful Krishna Chakur Thakur explained. But what did Vidura do? He started laughing. He said, Duryodhan, thank you so much. You are such a wonderful. Krishna is using you. What I really wanted, he's fulfilling. Somebody wants to beat you up and you're thanking him. Duryodhan the builder. Why is thanking me and happy, joyful? Because every Maya Devi, which is a shadow, Chayeva Jascha Bhuvanani Vibhurtidur, who is a shadow of Yogamaya. Yogamaya is right next to her. We need the ability to shift our focus to Yogamaya instead of Mahamaya. That's all. He saw the Yogamaya immediately. Wow! I don't have to be part of this war. I really wanted to go to holy places. He just made it easy. I didn't know how to get out of my brother because he had an affection for Dhritarashtra. He was not attached to Dhritarashtra. There's a big difference between attachment and affection. So, I'm sorry. I want to finish the purport, last purport. The mystics derive unlimited transcendental pleasure from the Absolute Truth. Therefore, the Supreme Truth, Absolute Truth, the Personality of Godhead is also known as Rama. Anybody knows that sloka? Most of the Prabhupada's translation and his purport is actually translation of some sloka in his heart. He's giving translation. There's a famous verse Prabhupada quote. This is the translation. It looks like his comment, but actually it's a translation. His way of seeing that. Ramante yoginanante sattananda chidatmani iti rama padaneshu param brahma vidiyate. Prabhupada didn't put the sloka, but that's what he explained. Then Prabhupada writes, there is no end to such transcendental discourses. In mundane affairs, there is also a law of satiation. But in transcendence, there is no such satiation. Sutta Goswami desired to continue the topics of Lord Krishna before the sages of Naimishandana. The sages also expressed their readiness to hear from him continuously. Since the Lord is transcendent and his attributes are transcendental, such discourses increases the receptive mood of the purified audience. So hope, I pray to Prabhupada that I can become a receptive, purified person, and you all become also. This way we can literally, joyfully performing this bhakti and take as many souls we can with us back home, back to God. Make this life your last life in the material world. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu.
You have the microphone? No, if possible. Give it to me.
You can say loudly, but maybe I'll.
My question is, you were saying that Krishna's internal energy, the Yoga Maya and Mahamaya are side by side. No space more than a shadow.
She is a shadow. Chayeva jasya bhuvanani vivarti durga. In Brahma Sangita it says chaya. Chaya means shadow.
So we are implicated in the Mahamaya in these material bodies. But when we engage in service, is that the defining characteristic that removes us from the Mahamaya and places us in the Yoga Maya?
You are very thoughtful, Prabhu. Very nice question. I want to make it short because of the time. If you think about Kamsa in the jail and Mother Devaki inside her room inside the jail, the room inside the jail, her and her husband was there. Vasudev Maharaj bought Jogamaya from Nanda Maharaj's house, you know that. Now, Jogamaya was there and he gave to her, she was giving breast milk. Then all of a sudden news came that Kamsa is right here. Kamsa said, Devaki, give me the child. As soon as he grabbed the child, he is an expert. We don't imitate, but he is an expert to how to kill a child. He grabbed the feet, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur gives, that he grabbed the feet and raised every child's up in the sky and then smash the head on the rock right there. So he tried to grab. As he grabbed, this Jogamaya became Mahamaya. Just meditate on that. It was Jogamaya. Now it's Mahamaya. What was the transformation? It's the attitude. When the service attitude was there, Devaki Vasudev, she was a Jogamaya. Kamsa wants to kill. Who can kill inconceivable potency? It's not possible. It's illusion. But as soon as he grabbed that attitude, transformed into Mahamaya. Many examples. Haridas Thakur, Lakko Hira, was under Mahamaya, became a Jogamaya. Protection. So it is our attitude. It's another level of reality. Let's focus on that. Another level of reality. Both are there. Both in a two different level. Only we have to do shift our focus where we are focusing. That's all. Now you said very interesting things. In the beginning you said the two way we can look at it. 4.24 Bhagavad Gita. Brahma Arpanam Brahma Havir. This is a famous verse. Prabhupada gave many conclusions on that verse. Brahmarpanam Brahma Havi. In that verse, you have to look at it in two ways. I look at from Prabhupada's part. One is a compositional sense, one is application sense. Compositional sense means what is made of what. So what you say, this body is material. Yes. Because earth, air, water, fire, ether, Krishna says they are material composition. So body is made of that. That is true. But the soul is not made of that. So the soul is spiritual, super soul is spiritual, and they both are in the material body. Figure it out. It's another level of reality. Because super soul is never in the material world. It's another level within this body. So now you, application sense. What's the application sense? Super soul His composition is what? Satchidananda. 100% pure, eternal. The body, material, elements. But super soul within the body, it's spiritual. So compositional sense, both are material, I mean one is material, one is spiritual. Now application sense, Brahmarpanam, the offering, Prabhupada writes. So when you offer something to the oblation, with the absorption, Brahma naiva tena gantibham, Brahma vina samadhi. Brahma naiva tena gantibham, very nice verse, 4.24 Bhagavad Gita. That when you absorb like this, then, okay, this body is made of material, but I am going to temple for Krishna's pleasure. I'm going to dance, chant, hear Harikatha. This body is not material now. You see that? If we can stay focused like this, always trying to please Prabhupada and Krishna, then this body is as good as worshipable object. That's why we worship pure devotee's body. They are spiritualized. So that's called application sense. It makes sense to?
Yes.
Very good. Thank you. Any other? Yes, please.
You were talking about the two identities, the fundamental and functional.
Mm.
So there is one Mataji who was expert enough to blend the two together.
So how do you blend that?
But after one class, she went up to the speaker and said, you know, very nice class that I learned so much. The speaker asked, what did you learn? She said, I learned that I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. They said that was very nice, and then after she said, well, and I learned something more, much more important, that I'm no ordinary spirit soul, that I'm Gujarati spirit soul.
That's funny. Thank you.
Krishna, Krishna. Thank you, Srila Prabhupada.